Okay, the recorder is on. Okay, we are in our School of the Master, How I Live as a Master, and we are here in Christie's Paradise in Leicester, London. I just keep London in there. Broader picture, England. And we are on lesson 3. We already covered 1 and 2 in one sweep this morning. And the now title is The Ideal Me. Okay, recorder is going. Just put it up here. The Ideal Me. Let's talk about the ideal me. How often do I, stand in front of a mirror and say to myself, hello, ideal me, and can actually 100%, if not 200%, say, this is the ideal me, outside, inside, all around me. When I think of the ideal me, that means for me, it has written all over it, I like me. When I think I'm the ideal me, that means I like me, hey? That's what comes up in my heart when I think of that title. When I know I am the ideal me, which I of course do, then I like everything about me. That includes my temple, the temple of the living God, which is my body. That includes my thoughts. That includes my action, everything about me. That includes my world. We have talked about that a little bit, that we are the masters of our world. That simply includes everything. The ideal me is liking myself. It almost says it all already, but we're going to go on with our talk. And since okay is so concentrated right now and so peaceful, I can see, okay, what's the ideal you? Or from your point of view, what's the ideal me?
The ideal me, yes, is me being myself all the time.
Yeah.
That is in my thoughts and my actions, doing things in my own way.
Yep.
The way I'm convinced that I should do them.
Mm-hmm.
So that they are peculiar to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you said, I don't often stand in the mirror and say my ideal me or I'm ideal. But I feel it within me when I'm doing anything. That is me and is the way that I do things. And over the years, I've developed ways of doing things. And I just do them. And I think that the ideal, the way I do them, that maybe other people may not do it the way I do it, but for me, mm-hmm. that is ideal.
Yeah.
And that is what I would say is ideal me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm identified with the way that I do things that I do. And I think that they are peculiar to me because I don't know how others... Well, I don't check how others do them. I just check how I do the things.
How it feels.
Yeah.
Ideal or right for
you.
It
feels to me.
Yeah.
That this is the ideal way that I should do what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I follow it.
Mm-hmm.
That is my own definition of ideal me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Precise, isn't it?
Yes, because, as you said, I know, I remember in one of Health's talks, you know, go to the mirror and say this, say that. Yeah. It's all right to say that. But I'm saying that from day to day, the way I act is the way I feel ideal.
Mm-hmm.
The way I think, the way I talk, the way I move, and it's peculiar to me, that is ideal me.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my own definition.
Can you say about yourself, I like me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like me very much.
You got it. Oh, I like
it. I like me.
Good.
I like me and I like me.
Super.
I like me as I am. You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the ideal me.
Yes.
Exactly. Hey, magic.
Yeah, that the way I do things, I like the way I do it, because I like me.
Yeah.
I don't mind about the other person liking me or not.
Main thing is you like yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other person likes you anyhow.
Oh, yeah, he should.
Anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Because he likes himself. How can you not?
Yeah. That is all that matters.
It's like, you know, my friend was around, my friend, a doctor from Bedford, you know, I say, oh, they went to Morocco, this. Don't you like to go? I say, no, I don't want to go to Morocco. And he says, why? I say, why not? You know? You like going to Morocco, you know, you want to see, you go. But I don't like going to Morocco. I said, I'm happy for not going.
Yes.
And he said, but they said, nice holiday. I said, I have nothing against Morocco for being nice and so on. It's not that I don't want to go to Morocco.
Yeah. Your ideal you it's, tells you to do something else?
I'm quite happy sitting in Luton. You know, I say, if I want to go somewhere, I'll go. But you say, Morocco. I say, no, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
I say, that is me. Mm-hmm. He said, but you have all this experience. I say, look, first of all, you book to go, isn't it? Then you plan to go. Then you go to this hotel and you see strange people. I say, what do you see in Morocco that I won't see here? He say, oh, very nice. I say, well, all those things are nice. But you are seeing them as nicer. It's comparison now. You are saying it's nicer in Morocco than here. I say, for me, no. It's nice here. It's nice in Morocco. And I'm happy where I am. And it's already nice.
Yeah.
And he was looking at me funny.
You're cute. Because the ideal me is doing and being who you are, and doing what tickles your toes, that's if it. I may say that.
Yes.
That's it, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey, so what would you say is the ideal me, Sibyl?
Wow.
Yeah, wow. There we go.
The ideal me is the perfect me.
Yeah.
The wholeness me. That when I look at me, say in the mirror, I say, wow.
Yeah.
You are wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're fantastic. Sibyl, you are.
Yes.
Yes, I like me.
Yeah.
And when anything feels uncomfortable for me, I say, wow, Sibyl, return to your original purity and integrity, the ideal me. Mm. And the moment I return, I see myself vibrant once more.
Yeah.
Vital, dynamic, alive. And that is the ideal me.
Yeah.
And I'm always conscious of going back to that original purity and integrity that is the ideal me.
Yes.
And the moment I am there, I feel good. I am good. I am just me, being myself and having fun.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And that is the ideal me.
That's true. Happy to have the ideal you in my world.
Good, thank you.
How about Christy? What's the ideal you for you? Or the ideal me for you?
In the first instance, I'm ideal.
Yeah.
So if I'm ideal, I speak right.
Yeah.
I think right. Mm. I act right. I am fulfilled. And since I am ideal, my world is ideal. Everything I do is ideal. I have nothing more to say because I have everything, I need nothing. That's my deal.
What do you think when you look at yourself in the mirror?
In terms of, when I look at the mirror, I see only God in me.
Yeah.
And to see me is to love me, the ideal me.
Yeah. So when you look at somebody else,
a reflection of me.
Oh,
the
beautiful.
My ideal world.
Yes.
My dear co-workers, my dear colleague, my dear everybody in my world.
Yeah.
And my world is ideal. Nothing but ideal.
So do you ever have the feeling you have to change something?
I change my attitude about it.
Your attitude?
They are my ideal.
Okay. So you ever have the feeling you have to change something in your world?
My world is ideal.
Thank you. That's beautiful. So all you do is your attitude about what your world is.
Yeah. And that I find the ideal me to actually fortify me, actually reinforce the divinity that I am.
Yeah. How beautiful. Hey. And we just get a big, big smile from the ideal Chris. That's quite lovely, because the ideal me actually doesn't give much to talk about, because it's so clear, isn't it?
Personal is ideal me.
It's really true. It's so clear, because it's the ideal me is, I know believing is also explaining it or talking about it in so-called human terms, but it's really to believe or to know who you are, whatever that is, whatever the ideal me for me is, and see that, and know that, and like it.
Yes.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm. And be able really to stand in front of a mirror and say to yourself, that is the ideal me, and I like it, I like what I see. And once I can say, I like what I see about me, I like what I see about I like what I see about Sibyl, and I like what I see about Christy and the whole rest of my world, right? Mm-hmm. Is there anything else to say to that, the ideal me?
Yeah, well, I used to have a problem to think that the other person is ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, now I can understand it. But I can say I'm ideal myself by the things I'm doing, and they're all right in my eyes.
Yeah.
And I say I am whole and perfect, and that and that. And I see people, you know, who I don't think are ideal. You know, so, but after some time you say, why do you think they are not ideal? Mm-hmm. Because you are judging them. You like yourself, isn't it? You know, it's like, I go to the gym and they say, oh, do you want to lose weight? You want? I say, no, I'm quite happy as I am. I don't come to the gym to lose weight.
Yeah.
I come to do exercise. Oh, but wouldn't you like to lose weight? I say, no. If I say I'm coming here to lose weight, it means I'm not happy with my weight.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy with my weight.
With who you are.
Yes, I have my body. That is not the point. I want to exercise my body.
Yes.
If I lose weight, that's all right. In the process. Yeah. But I don't come here because they say, what do you want? I say, I know what I want, to exercise. Oh, but you could do with a bit of weight loss. I say, how do you know that?
I like me the way I am.
Yeah, I say, I like me as I am. You know, I'm not fat, I'm not thin. I'm just me. You know. Then you see people now who are baggy. You know? Really? They are struggling, this is that. You say, oh, but these are people who need to lose weight. Then, I started seeing the sumo wrestlers. You know?
Yes, yes.
The Japanese.
Yes, yes, the big, big ones.
They don't want to be thin.
No, it's their choice to be like that.
They are big, and they want to be big. They eat so much in a day. Hundreds of eggs in a day. And they just want to be big.
Yes.
And they are quite happy.
Yes, they are.
So, I said, but why do you look at somebody and you say he's not happy with his weight? No. The person has to be happy. There are people who are happy. The people who are not, it's a pity. But you know, I'm walking along the road and you are seeing this one is thin, this one is fat, and you're having a headache. No.
Yeah, that's true, because you're judging.
Yeah. You're judging them. The people who are, I said, the sumos, if you tell them to go thin, in fact, they feel insulted. For them to lose weight, they are quite happy as they are big.
Yeah.
And then they say all these pictures they make of girls, you know, who are thin, they advertise. They always advertise with thin people to make people become thin. I say, people should be happy as they are. And you see them as they are. It's when you see this one, you say, this one is thin, this one is big. Then you have a headache. Because you are judging their weight.
Yeah.
They may be quite happy with what they are. So I said, I am happy with me as I am. I like my weight.
Yeah.
I like me as I am. I'm not doing anything to
change. So you are your ideal me.
It's just me, you know?
And everybody you see is the same. They That's are it. Their ideal.
That's it.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, dye your hair to be black. I said, why? Oh, it will look better. I said, who says it doesn't look nice? It's me. I said, I like my hair as it is.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be jet black.
Yeah.
Oh, it will be nice. I said, nice to who? Me, I like it as it is.
Yeah.
So I won't dye it.
Yeah.
So it's that person. I say, I like me as I am.
Yeah.
Just me.
I like me, that's me.
Yeah, that's me.
The ideal me.
I'm not worrying about the other people, you know, what they are, what they are not, you know. That's it. What gives us headache in this world is trying to check the other people.
And compare,
you judge them, say, are they like me or not like me?
Yeah.
No. The ideal me is just me.
Exactly.
The way I take myself.
If a sumo wrestler would go to a gym,
yeah,
he would say, I'm here for the fun of it and I like me.
You tell him to lose weight, you get insulted.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's why the ideal me is always ideal.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good example with the sumo wrestler. I like that.
Yes.
It's exquisite. But that's true, hey. That's true. And when we think we are the ideal me and like ourselves completely, we have no time, we have no time to judge others.
No.
Because we are so happy with ourselves
that you don't remember any of that.
And whatever you see outside, you go, oh, how interesting, ideal. And nothing else needs to be said. Mm. Nothing else. There's no judgment left over, hey? It's a nice statement.
No, it's a very nice situation.
So the ideal me is actually all about liking oneself.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All about oneself. In and outside. Every thought, everything.
And the ideal me is the only thing there is.
Yeah.
So I just look forward to meeting that my ideal me, expressing it, and then living it moment by moment.
Yes.
And seeing it wherever I'm going.
Exactly.
Whatever I'm doing, it is the ideal me that I like very, very much.
Yeah.
I like myself so very much. I really, really do.
Oh, I like that. And that is the choir from Leicester.
I do mean mind, body, and spirit.
Yes.
And to always be aware of that, that's the truth. Hey? That the ideal me is always present.
Yes.
And it's up to me to like that and accept that.
Yes.
That's exactly right. I think that is our title, The Ideal Me.
Yes.
And I have the feeling we covered that very,
very
beautifully.
Very well. Yes.
And I thank you all for your input. That was very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are a great group because we are the ideal group.
Yes.
There we go. Let's see.